I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Oh,
I like that one.
Now I can feel it
from the soul.
From the soul. Tina from Lodi, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a senior quality specialist at Kaiser. What is exactly is that?
We just do a lot of process improvement and oversee the hospital to make sure things go well.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How is the quality of our seniors?
Okay, I don't think that's not what she meant.
She's a senior quality.
Yeah, that's not what she meant.
Oh, it's senior as in she is seniority. Like she's up there. She's not.
You're not inspecting our old people to make sure that they are top shelf old people.
No.
All right, well, who does that?
Who inspects the elderly people?
Who does that at Kaiser? And do you get your job titles confused?
No, but we do have really good doctors and nurses that take very good care of our elderly people.
I don't think we know what we're talking about anymore.
I think we do.
All right, Tina, please kick Katie out of the studio for us.
Okay. Bye-bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Tina, you got to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. The jackpot is $220. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Here we go. Question one. Jay-Z has entered an agreement with the NFL to help manage their entertainment options and social justice endeavors starting with the 2020 season. In a game of football, if a touchdown, an extra point, is worth 7 points, how many touchdowns have you made if you have 42 points?
Six, right?
Question two. On this day in 1914, the Panama Canal opened, which is a passageway that would lift ships with water and then lower the water to help connect freight travel between what two oceans?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
3 seconds.
I don't know. Pacific and Atlantic. I don't know.
God, I can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah. Question three. Rapper T-Pain said in a recent interview that he went from having $40 million in the bank to having to borrow money to buy Burger King for his kids.
Oh, my God.
In T-Pain's most popular song, Buy You a Drink, finish this popular T-Pain lyric. I'ma buy you a drink, then I'm gonna take you home with me. I got... Fill in the blank.
I got money in the bank. But
no, you don't. No, you don't.
Question four. Former boxing champion Mike Tyson said in a recent podcast that he thinks he smokes about $40,000 worth of marijuana a month. His ranch in Las Vegas is one of the top growers of marijuana in Nevada and California. Mike appeared in the 2009 movie The Hangover. What was the name of the lost friend Phil, Stu, and Alan were trying to find?
3 seconds.
Oh, man.
Three, two.
John, I don't know. I love that movie, though.
And question five. A married couple in Plumas Lake have worn matching outfits every day since they got married nearly 60 years ago. Let's say they have 200 outfits they rotate through per year. What is the total number of times they will wear all 200 outfits in 60 years?
Oh, my God. 60 times 200? 18. Like 180,000 times.
Katie! I want to talk about that couple at some point.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Tina. I appreciate that. Behind the scenes, we're doing it right now on our Instagram Live. If you want to give us a follow at end1065. Katie, you are going for your 272nd win today.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Question one. Jay-Z has entered an agreement with the NFL to help manage their entertainment options and social justice endeavors starting with the 2020 season. In a game of football, if a touchdown and extra point is worth 7 points, how many touchdowns have you made if you have 42 points?
Okay, 42 points.
3 seconds. Three.
Six.
Two.
Correct.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Who would have thought?
You tried to throw a curveball, putting some math right
at the beginning.
Wow.
I don't like the way this is starting.
Question two. On this day in 1914, the Panama Canal opened, which is a passageway that would lift ships with water and then lower the water to help connect freight travel between what two oceans?
3 seconds. Three.
Okay. The two. Atlantic and the Gulf of... and the...
Need
three,
an answer.
Two,
the one, Gulf of Mexico.
That's not an ocean.
I know, but what is it called? What was I thinking of?
You were thinking of the Gulf of Mexico?
The Atlantic and the Pacific.
Oh, that seemed too obvious.
Question three. Rapper T-Pain said in a recent interview that he went from having $40 million in the bank to having to borrow money to buy Burger King for his kids.
Oh, wow.
In T-Pain's most... That didn't seem very sincere. In T-Pain's most popular song, Buy You a Drink, finish this popular T-Pain lyric. I'm going to buy you a drink. Then I'm going to take you home with me. I got blank.
I'll buy you a drink. I got money in the bank.
Correct. You see the irony in that answer?
Oh, yeah, so yeah, funny. Yeah.
So
thank you. Thank you. I write all the questions. Question four, former boxing champion Mike Tyson said in a recent podcast that he thinks he smokes about $40,000 worth of marijuana a month.
Jesus.
His ranch in Las Vegas is one of the top growers of marijuana in Nevada and California. Mike appeared in the 2009 movie The Hangover. What was the name of the lost friend Phil, Stu, and Alan were trying to find?
Doug.
Yep. And question five, a married couple in Plumas Lake have worn matching outfits every day since they got married nearly 60 years ago. Let's say they have 200 outfits they rotate through per year. What is the total number of times they will wear all 200 outfits in 60 years?
What did you say?
They've
been married 60 years. They wear 200 outfits a year. Right? Is that
correct.
What you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the rest of it?
What is the total number of times they will wear all 200 outfits in 60 years?
You have broken her brain. She hasn't picked up. She hasn't written anything down. She hasn't moved.
They wear 200.
She doesn't even know what.
How many times will they rewear something?
3 seconds.
How many times?
How many times will they wear all 200 outfits in 60 years?
Three, two, one. She's broken. Nope. You broke her.
Okay.
12,000.
Woo! Did I win? Woo!
You calm down. We don't know if you won yet.
All right. Today's final score, Tina 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
It's a tie. Whoa.
What was the name she said for the Hangover?
Dawn.
Dawn. Oh, it was Doug.
So close.
Oh, it was super close.
So sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry.
That's all right. Listen, Tina, you did a fantastic job, though. Tying is no joke. We'll add $20 to the jackpot. We'll play for $240 tomorrow. Her record stands 272 wins and 52 losses. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
Oh, you sound so sad.